a change of ownership when you mark yourself with it. This occurs at baptism, and the term is borrowed. The whole idea of being signed with that is taken from the branding of the sheep of the day, when the sheep or the flock would be branded with the sign of their owner. And then everybody would know that, well, this flock of sheep belongs to whoever it is reflected on that brand. So when we sign ourselves then with the sign of the cross, or when we put on, when we wear the cross, it's telling, it's not just putting on a piece of jewelry. It's not just, you know, just, oh, well that's pretty, and we put it on, and just like we would put on anything else around our neck. When we wear then the cross, we are saying, this is who I belong to. This is who I am marked by. This is the community that I am part of, the community of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the next time you go to put your cross, male or female, because men and women both wear them around your neck, take a moment and remember that. That's what this is saying. It's saying that I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I belong to the family of God, and everything that the cross represents, and again, we know all that it represents, our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, you know, our fullness in the Holy Spirit belongs to me, and all the covenant promises of the Lord belong to me. Amen? Okay. Now, when we do that, and when we acknowledge that we belong to Jesus and he has ownership over us, what we're doing along with that is we're saying no to the world, to the flesh, and the devil. Again, remember, as we renew our baptismal promises different times throughout the year, you know, do you renounce Satan and all his works? You know, and we confess yes to that. When we sign ourselves with the cross, that is what we're doing. We're doing that again and again. And as we say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil, we're embracing the teachings of Jesus. Matthew 5 talks to us about that. We're saying that we love God above all. We sang about that today. More than anything, I love you, Jesus. So that's in Matthew 22, 37 and 39. We're saying that we're going to do the things that Jesus did. We're going to respond to people as Jesus did. I'm on page 7, bottom of page 7. And that means we're going to do the best that we can to make a decision to love the people in our life, whether it be in our families, in our church, in our workplace, not only those that are easy to love, but also those who we would consider our enemies. Jesus calls us to do that. It tells us that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ, which means, as I said earlier, that we share in his authority. We have authority then over the enemies. We have authority over sickness and disease. The sign of the cross again signifies this. Through the sign of the cross, we have victory over self-indulgence. This is accomplished through the renewal of the mind. We talk a lot about the renewal of the mind in Restoration Ministries because it's so important to change the way we think, because we have been formed by the world's way of thinking in so many areas of our life. And it isn't until we come into the knowledge of the freshness of the gospel being poured into the new wineskin that we realize that. It isn't that we deliberately make choices for the world's way of teaching us, but it happens to all of us. Romans 12 in verses 1 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so you'll know the things that are good and holy and pleasing to the Lord. So that's what days like this and teachings like this do. It helps us change the way we think. All who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified ourselves with all its passions and desires. That's found in Galatians. And you know, I think it's important to say that when I say it changes the way we think, you know, there's a lot of motivational speakers out there and a lot of people who would say, who are not Christian and who are not bringing Christian teaching, who would say, yeah, we need to change. We need to change the way we think. We need to change the way we approach things. But they're bringing more worldly knowledge, just a different form of worldly knowledge. We're not saying change the way you think because that's how Father Dale thinks, or that's how I think, or that's how the Pope thinks. Or we're saying change the way you think in accordance with God's Word. In accordance with God's Word, the Word of God. And so if you're ever in doubt or thinking, well, that sounds different to me, always. That's why we give you the scripture verses. So you can go back and look and say, well, it's not just these people saying that. This is what the Bible says. And as Catholic Christians, we believe that that's the Word of God. That's the Word of truth that shows us the way, that gives us the life that is. And fortunately, we're blessed in the Catholic Church. I said, you know, not just because the Pope, but the Pope would say that too, that is the Word that we follow in our life. Okay, St. Maximus of Turin said, we must expect the cure of all our wounds from the sign of the cross. So again, we're seeing so much about how healing is so much a part of the cross, so much a part of even that simple gesture of signing ourselves with the sign of the cross. But what do we need to do? We must expect it, it says. We must expect it. It's not just a ritual that we're thinking about, well, what am I going to pick up at the store as I'm doing this? But that we stop and realize what we're doing, we think about what we're doing and saying, and we remember all that comes with that. And so we bring expectant faith, again, believing in those things we haven't yet seen. And then as we change the way we think through the renewal of our mind from Romans, what we do then is we crucify the flesh. And that's what Ephesians 4 calls us to do. Okay. Now, in closing, 550 in the Catechism says this, the coming of God's kingdom means the defeat of Satan. If it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus' exorcisms free some individuals from the domination of demons. They anticipate Jesus' great victory over the ruler of this world. The kingdom of God will be definitively established through Christ's cross, God reigned on the wood. And how often do we hear, and this, I think, this is taken from the Stations, where this is the wood of the cross, you know, upon, you see it on page 10, this is the wood of the cross, which hung the Savior of the world, and we say, come, let us worship. And we say, we worship you, Lord, we venerate your cross, we praise your resurrection, and through the cross you brought joy to the world. And that's, of course, from Good Friday. So we see through all of this the power, the blessing, the grace, the anointing that comes to us through the cross, and that comes to us when we, in faith, sign ourselves with the cross. We sign ourselves as belonging to Jesus. And we sign ourselves as men and women who have all that that means and all the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that belongs to you and belongs to me. Amen?
Amen.
So let's close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.